Good morning, grown folks. This is Donna Smith, aka Lady D. And the topic this morning is going to be full moons. I look up in the sky this morning and I see a big old round full moon. And an interesting thought came to me in regards to our people's attitudes, moods, and day affected by the moon. Now, they say that full moons have people acting just out of the norm, crazy. If you're at work and someone has a strange behavior going on for the day and you find out, wow, the moon is full, that's why folks is acting up. I mean, does it affect us? What's your thoughts? You know, me personally, I have seen a shift in people that I'm around when the moon is full. Now, they could say I've, you know, shifted too. I don't think I do, but, you know, perhaps I do. But I see a shift, edginess, weird things happening with, you know, conflict or attitude, or, you know, I don't see the moon affecting them in a positive way. It's usually stepping people out of their zone of comfort. You know, it's some weird, edgy stuff that becomes more noticeable when the moon is full. I wonder why is that. I mean, you know, we equate full moons to, you know, werewolves and stuff like that back in the day. I mean, perhaps that the moon brings out the werewolf in people, you know? Just a thought. But do you think that the moon, when it's full, has a dramatic effect on people and even animals? They say, you know, your pet may start to act a little strange, running in circles, or, you know, kind of just in a different mood or mode. You'll notice your animal is behaving strangely. And I can't really go into the specifics or scientific quotes as to what the moon does when it's full and, you know, why I think it affects people. But I'm trying to get your feedback in a way that, you know, are we on the same page with this? Have you noticed or experienced people stepping out of character when the moon is full? And if that is the case, how do we avoid, you know, dealing with situations when the moon is full? I mean, is it something that, you know, you should lock yourself in the house and don't leave for the day? Or should you just excuse people for their strange behavior on a full moon day? Or should you, you know, not go out on a first date on a full moon day? I mean, what are the things that you think, you know, should happen when a moon is full? Should we just change doing anything new and exciting because, you know, we may get the rrr in people? Or, you know, what's your thoughts? I mean, this is an interesting thought. I never really sat down and really dug deep into the full moon thing. Just randomly at the top of my head now talking about it is bringing some interesting thoughts and memories, because, you know, I have been around people who strangely, I mean, they're kind of strange all the time, but they get stranger when the moon is full. Now, I notice on this full moon morning, with me being stuck in this traffic and this accident thing going on, I am more aggravated and agitated than I have been right about now. I really am. I'm just, I have no words for how I feel right now. And I mean, I have driven in traffic many times before, and I have been stuck, and I have been, you know, flustered, but today seems to be extremely weighty. I'm like, I want to just get out the car and start yelling right now. And I know it's not these people's fault. I know that they have nothing to do with why we're sitting here. But I am just highly agitated. So I hope when I walk into the office today that my mood and mode is going to be different. Because right now, look out, world. Because the moon is full, too. Hit me back. Let me know what you think about this. Let's talk about it. What does the moon do for you? Or does it add a little fire to your trunk, per se? I mean, what's your experience? Have a great day. This is your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith, a.k.a. Lady D. And we will talk again soon. Enjoy your day, everyone.